Our customers often ask us how they can best take care of their concrete countertop sealers and keep them looking great. Direct Color's general manager, Shauna Turner, has given this a lot of thought, and she's here to tell us more. You are listening to listen.directcolors.net podcast, episode 14. I'm Mimi Nolan, and today we're talking with Direct Color's general manager, Shauna Turner, about caring for and maintaining concrete countertop sealers. Welcome, Shauna.
Thank you.
So what's the most common damage to countertop sealers after an application?
It has to be placing hot pans either directly out of the oven or off the stove onto the countertop surface. Excessive heat can do some serious damage to a countertop. While we always recommend exercising a reasonable degree of caution while using sealed countertops, placing hot pans straight out of the oven directly onto the countertop is an absolute no-go. We received photos from a customer a few years ago of an epoxy sealer damage, and it was major. In this case, the countertop was sealed using our 100% epoxy and a 500 polyurethane sealer on top. It was for an outdoor kitchen next to a pizza oven. In the first place, epoxy coatings should not be used outside because they will yellow with extended exposure to sunlight, and they typically don't handle extremely cold temperatures well. Secondly, and most importantly, the customer removed his steaming hot pizza pie pans from the oven and slid them across the countertop surface. Eventually, the coating melted and the damage in the photos, that you'll see on our website if you care to look, occurred. So the solution, of course, was to strip off the sealer, reseal, and never put hot metal pans on the countertop again.
Wow, I hope that is not a common occurrence. How do you know what the best sealer is for your particular project?
I think where a countertop is located and how it will be used is probably the most important factor in making a decision. Outdoor kitchen countertops need durable, chemically resistant surfaces, so I generally recommend the 500 solvent-based polyurethane. Indoor countertops, especially in the kitchen, should probably be sealed using a water-based polyurethane unless the home is under construction. Water-based products have very little odor, and that's a big issue if you're living in a home or applying in the product in confined spaces like a bathroom, for example.
What about people who want to use an epoxy or metallic epoxy? Where could that sealer be used?
Epoxies offer a deep, glossy finish for indoor countertops. If you're looking for that, you won't be happy with anything else. As long as the epoxy coating, with or without metallic pigment, isn't in a full sun location in the home, there's nothing wrong with applying an epoxy finish on a kitchen or bathroom top. I would suggest top coating it with a solvent-based polyurethane if possible. Polyurethanes are a more durable coating overall.
Any other recommendations for keeping your countertops looking their best longer?
Absolutely. We put together a little checklist for what not to do with your countertop that I think is super helpful to keep in mind. First is to never place oven or stove hot pans directly on the countertop surface. Pot holders will prevent damage from occurring in most cases. I'm sure this will come as no surprise given my earlier remarks. Second, avoid dropping objects from a great height onto the countertop surface. Dropping items can cause chipping or cracking if the object is heavy or sharp. I realize people don't often do this on purpose, but regardless, it will damage the finish. Third, don't use harsh cleaning chemicals. Strong chemicals can cause sealer discoloration and flaking. A mild dishwashing soap will always do a more than adequate job of cleaning countertops. The temptation is to use the antibacterial cleaners and the like in the kitchen, but they're often unnecessary and will cause permanent damage to the countertop depending on the product you use. Finally, use a cutting board, not your countertop. For best results, cut nothing on the surface of your countertop. At the end of the day, wear and tear for a sealer over time is normal. Nothing lasts forever, but careful use of a polyurethane sealed countertop will yield about 5 to 7 years of use before it would be ready for a scuff, a clean, and a recoating.
Thank you so much, Shauna. The listen.directcolors.net podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.net. Come back often, and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.